The voice of the Army. This week's Voice of the Army program is a story called A Hitch in Time.
Well, I guess they don't see an outfit like ours come home every day.
You can say that again. I wonder where we'll be going first.
Camp Kilmura, Shanks, I guess. And then 30 days furlough. Home.
You're leaving out the best part.
What do you mean, the best part?
What happens after that? Getting out of the Army.
Oh, say it again. I just like to hear those words, getting out of the Army. Discharge. Discharge, it sounds like poetry to me.
To me, it's more like music. Beautiful music.
Yeah, look at all those red, white, and blue piers, huh? They sure decorated the harbor up nice for us. And that big sign over there, well done. Say, I guess we're pretty good, huh?
Well, sure we won, didn't we? Ah, sweet victory. Freedom of speech, freedom from want, freedom from fear, and now, freedom from the Army. Hey, Leo.
Yeah, Danny.
I got my travel orders already. Starting home tonight.
Oh, that's swell. They sure push you through fast here.
I'll tell the world. Scarcely get both feet off the boat, and then zingo, we're on our way.
Some chow they got here, too. The Army was never like this.
Only this is still the Army. I don't get it. I wonder who'll be out first, you or me.
You're going to have to get up early to beat me out of the Army. I'm going to go through that separation center like a Sherman tank through a haystack.
You and me both. After that furlough home, I'm not going to be in any mood for trifles. Give me that little paper I'm going to say, and give it to me quick. Leo, we'll probably be at the separation center together after our furlough, huh?
Yeah.
We'll probably get sent the same one.
Well, just in case I get there first, that little swirl of dust you'll see disappearing down the road, that'll be me.
Well, I guess I won't be far behind. Well, so long, Leo. I'd better get along and stow my things.
So long, kid. Don't take any wooden atomic bomb.
Have a good furlough.
Yeah, you bet.
So long.
So long. Take it easy.
Right. Hey, Leo. See you in civvies. I wonder if Ma got my telegram. I wonder if she'll be down to the station to meet me. I see people on the platform, but I don't see Ma. Maybe she didn't get the telegram. Maybe she was out or something when they delivered it. She might be away visiting Aunt Kate or somebody. Maybe. Hey, Ma! Ma! Hey, Ma, here I am! Hey, Ma! I'm home! Gee, Ma.
Does it look the same, Danny?
Yeah, just the same. You know, every now and then I used to wonder if I'd ever see my old room again. Sometimes in a foxhole, I'd think of this room and I'd wonder if I'd ever come back to it.
I did, too. Sometimes I used to wonder the same thing, Danny.
Yeah. Well, I see you've even got that old cup I won in track all shined up. Presented to Daniel Graves. Class of 1939, Middletown High School. Seems like a long time ago, Ma. Sure got it all shined up nice.
I shined it every week while you were away.
You know, Ma, I really think it was worth it now.
What do you mean, Dan?
Well, it feels so good being home. It was worth being away all that time just to feel this good when you get home.
Oh, that's nice, Dan. That's a nice thing to say.
30 days, and back to the Army. But not for long. I've got my eyes on that little gold Army button that says Danny doesn't live there anymore.
Oh, I hope 30 days is everything you want it to be, Danny.
It will be. I'm going to date all my old girls. I'm going to see all the guys. I'm going to line up a job, a real good job. Listen, this 30 days, I'm going to be busier than an infantry basic. Only this will be fun. Gee, good to see you again, Mabel.
Good to see you again, Danny.
We sure used to have some swell times together.
Yeah. We sure did.
You know, it was nice of you to write the way you did. You know, when a guy didn't get any letters, he'd feel awful bad. So it was nice of you to write.
I was glad to, Danny.
I sure look forward to seeing you again, Mabel.
I did too, Danny.
You look just the same.
You do too, Danny.
Yeah, we sure used to have some swell times, didn't we, though? You remember the time we all went swimming out at the lake and Dorian was carrying the lunch basket and she was wearing that red bandana and the bull chaser? Yeah. She yelled, "Never mind about me, save the chicken sandwiches."
Yeah.
Yeah, we sure used to have fun, didn't we, huh?
We sure did, Danny.
You know, I was kind of gone on you, Mabel.
I was kind of gone on you.
Well, I guess maybe I'd better get along.
It was sure nice of you to drop in, Danny.
I was kind of surprised when I got that letter that you'd gotten married. I hope you'll be very happy, Mabel.
Thanks, Danny. That's real nice.
Well, I guess I had better be getting along. Hello? This is Dan. Dan Graves. Yeah, yes, I just got back. Uh-huh, yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Is Sally... Oh, she is, huh? No, I hadn't heard. Yeah, well, I hope she'll be very happy. Oh, Captain, huh? Well, that's fine. Goodbye. Oh, this is Dan Graves. Yeah, I just got back. Is Emily in? Oh. Oh, she is. Yeah, I knew she'd join the Wax, but I thought... Yeah, I guess she does like it in Honolulu, all right. Yeah, well, you'll tell her I was asking about her, won't you? Yeah, well, goodbye. Daisy? This is Dan. Yeah, I just got back. No, I'm not out yet, but I can hardly wait. When can I see you? You are. Well, yes, I'd like to meet him sometime. Yeah, of course, I'd love to see the baby. Yeah, well, I'll call you sometime. Hi there, Mr. Moffat.
Danny, say, I heard you were home. Well, it's good to see you. How's everything going?
Oh, just fine.
Well, you'd hardly recognize a face around here now. Johnny Downs, he's in Japan. Bert Bowman, somewhere in Germany. McAleer's been stuck down in Panama for a couple of years now.
How about Rudy Smith?
Rudy? On a carrier somewhere. He was home on leave just last month. It's too bad you missed him.
And Pelly? He's out, isn't he?
Well, didn't you hear about Lou? Sure, he's discharged on points. And 6 weeks later, he was back. Joined the regular army.
What? Is he crazy?
Got home, had a good rest, and visited his folks. Looked around for a job and then said, "Why should I worry? I got a job waiting for me in the army."
Well, isn't anybody around anymore?
Hardly anybody except Jimmy Woodhouse, I guess.
What? Good old Woody. Oh, what a guy he is. Remember the time he took a dare and he got all dressed up like a tramp so nobody'd know him and he got himself thrown in the clink? And his father had to bail him out? Oh, what a character. See, I'm going to look up old Woody.
Oh, Dan, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's sure glad you're still around, Woody. Gee, you know, there's hardly any of the old gang around now. What are you doing with yourself these days?
Oh, I've gone into Dad's bank. Of course, I haven't been out of the service very long yet.
Yeah, let's see how, where were you?
Oh, I was a lieutenant, a senior grade in the Navy.
Well, Navy, huh? D.E. or something like that?
No, I was stationed in Washington. It's interesting work, you know.
Yeah, it must have been.
Well, tell me about yourself, Dan.
Oh, I was around a bit, Australia, the Philippines.
I wish I'd gotten out. Must have been fascinating out there.
Oh, it was all right.
Well, Dan, you have to have lunch with me one of these days. Junior Chamber of Commerce has luncheon meeting on Tuesdays. I think you'd enjoy it. I shouldn't say this yet, I suppose, but they're talking in the Junior Chamber about putting me up for president next year.
Accountant, advertising manager, artist,
auditor.
How many of those, I guess? Bookkeeper, cashier, chemist, dye maker. Not any of those. Dishwasher? I could do that in the Army. At least in the Army, you only get KP every now and then. But every day? Oh, not for me, brother. Not for me.
Well, we do have an opening in the shipping department. I'm afraid that's the only thing we've got for untrained men.
Shipping department, huh? Well, what does it pay?
$24.50 a week. Of course, that's subject to deductions for tax purposes. Withholding tax and Social Security tax, of course.
Ouch.
Of course, if you'd had any technical training of any
shipping
kind...
Shipping department, huh? Well, thanks very much. I'll think it over. And my, you should have seen Leo's face. Was it red? I thought the first sergeant was busty last so hard. Once we were in Manila, me and Leo went out in one of those Karamatas, and we put the Jap helmet on the pony, and we all had our picture taken. I sent you one, didn't I, Mom?
Oh, I should say. We all had a good laugh over it. You know, Danny, you've stayed home 3 nights running now, and you've just talked about old times in the Army. You miss it, don't you?
Yeah, I guess I do, sort of. I guess I do. Hey, Leo!
Danny, well, I'm a so-and-so.
Gee, this is luck running into you here.
Hey, you bet. I guess it won't be long, huh?
Well, they have him out of here in 48 hours, they say. Leo?
Yeah?
Oh, nothing. Say, the Army wasn't so bad, was it, huh?
Nah, I guess not. Well, it won't be long, huh?
No. Leo?
Yeah?
Look, Leo...
Oh, come on, boy. Come on, get it out.
I enlisted for a hitch in the regular Army.
What? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know you think it's crazy. I sure shut my mouth off as much as anybody, but... Well, you do get a 90-day furlough, and...
Danny, let me get this straight. You enlisted? You?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. So what? You want to make something of it?
Oh, do I want to make something of it? I sure do. I say you and I are going to make a night of it. Yeah, on the town, you and me. Of course, speaking of this enlistment business, you know, it's just what I did, too.
Many young men will find the door to post-war opportunity open to them in the regular U.S. Army. Valuable technical training, useful both in military and civilian life, is one of the many advantages. For travel, education, and a career, join the regular Army. You'll have comradeship and, above all, security. Recruiting offices are now open in cities and towns throughout the United States. Join the regular Army. And be a guardian of victory. This closes another program brought to you by the Voice of the Army.